from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's Keith McPherson on The Fan, 101.9 FM and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Okay, my headphones work, mic is working, Keith McPherson on The Fan, it's an almost 5-hour KM to AM. What up, Pat Boyle? What up, Big Zoo? What up, Connor Green? Manny out there? You know what we're about to do, right? We're gonna talk sports with the greatest fans in the world on the greatest sports talk radio station ever created, The Fan in New York. The Mets win. The Yankees win. We got to share the station, and we should share in celebrations. It doesn't have to be one looking at the other, rooting for the other to lose. Ultimately, we want postseason baseball here, so we want both teams to win. We want both teams to find success. We want both teams to be competitive against the rest of the teams in Major League Baseball. 877-337-6666. I've watched all of these Mets games. I've watched all these Yankees games. I mean, I'm a Yankees fan, and obviously a lot of you know I'm definitely not a Mets fan, but these are my Mets. I call them the LGY Let's Go Yankee Mets. And before I came up with that, in 2022, I called them the Make It Happen Mets because losers let it happen and winners make it happen. And I felt like in 2022, they were never out of a game. They were able to impose their will. They were able to come back from any deficit. They were able to hold. They were able to get out. And they had a never say die mentality. These Yankees also have that as well. We'll get to them. But as I watched the Mets today and these last few days, honestly, I haven't been watching them. I've been listening to Howie Rose and Keith Radd on 888 CBS radio, something I've never done, but Fubo dropped SNY, I use Fubo, and I can't watch the Mets games right now. I got to figure out an alternative. I'm sure you heard about that. I guess they made a decision numbers-wise. They added the Yes Network and dropped SNY. I used to work at Fubo. I got to get to the bottom of that. I think it was just a decision based off of viewership from last year to this year. And I say that to say this. Last year is over for both the Yankees and the Mets. Last year, it felt like this season, the Mets had to shed the skin of 2023, right? They had to shake off last year the first couple series. Nobody is talking about Rhys Hoskins anymore. Nobody is talking about, oh, how dead they looked and Lindor is terrible, and you got to trade Pete Alonso, and this team sucks, and David Stearns. The tune has changed around the president of baseball operations, David Stearns, quite a bit. Let him cook. The team's actually pretty decent. LGYM, these Yankee Mets are pretty decent, led by Carlos Mendoza, who you can obviously see is managing. You can obviously see his impact. I mean, I just saw something that SNY put out. These guys are going on the road wearing all blue, you know, matching Nike tech suits. And I'm like, that's nice. It seems like they're leaning into team morale. It seems like they're leaning into team chemistry. It seems like they're taking on the persona of their manager, who's a nice guy, who is all about team. And I mean, they're finding ways to win. It's not do or die by the home run, live or die by the home run. If Marte runs into a home run, great. Harrison Bader, great. DJ Stewart, great. But they'll bunt. They'll sacrifice bunt to move the runners. They'll sacrifice bunt when teams don't really even do that anymore. I'm watching this Mets team, and they can pitch. Luis Severino, I'm rooting for you. That's a good outing from Sevy. And again, last year is over. Everybody wants to talk about Severino last year. They want to talk about his confidence from last year. Last year's done. He was in pinstripes last year. I'm looking at this Mets team, and I say team because the team has resolve. The team has fight. The team feels like they can win. They didn't listen to the outside noise. If you listen to the fan, we were burying them. If you listen to the fan, we were laughing at them. If you listen to the fan, this was a punt season. This is a joke. Same old Mets, LOL Mets. And they said, no, 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 it's a long season. Don't judge a book by its cover. The cover being the first two series. And that last win of the Detroit series, so many people said, ah, it doesn't matter, doesn't mean anything. Nah, it meant everything. It started them on the track of winning games and feeling like they can win. They just swept their first series. They just won, what, four series in a row. Let me hit the handy-dandy notebook so I can get this right. 5-1 in this homestand. They've had seven straight comeback wins. Like, all of this stuff. And I know it's early, but all of this stuff is the opposite of what you were seeing very early on. I feel like if you're a Mets fan, you're going to start showing up. I feel like you're a Mets fan, the numbers are going to change. The viewership is going to go up. The seats are going to start being filled. It's a long season. Wait till it gets warm. I spoke a couple days ago about how I felt too many people were talking about Doc Gooden's retirement day and just talking about how disappointed they were. It does not matter. The tickets are not free. 32,000 people showed up on a Sunday. It was a rain-delayed game. Like, just please, miss me with the conversation about attendance. It does not matter. Fans are fair-weather fans, right? Especially a lot of you Mets fans. The Yankee fans are consistent. The same amount of people that showed up to see Doc Gooden on a Sunday, you could see that same amount of people in Yankee Stadium on a Monday against the Marlins, like 31, 32,000 fans. And the Yankees are just a complete different story, but we got to share the airwaves tonight. We got to talk about both the Mets and the Yankees. I'm impressed with the Mets. On the 60th anniversary of Shea Stadium opening against the same team they opened against, the Pittsburgh Pirates, they sure cooled them off. I mean, if you jump to conclusions in the beginning of the season, people, oh, look at the Pirates. Look, the Pirates are in first place. They're the Pirates, bro. Relax. Relax. And there's a lot that I have in my notes to talk about with the Make It Happen Mets. I feel like this team and the core of this team, they are more like the 2022 Mets than the 2023 Mets. And now you're starting to see what they went 8 out of 11. Man, what about, we're going to talk about Reed Garrett tonight for sure. What about Reed Garrett? What about the bullpen? Hopefully Brett Beatty is all right. Tyrone Taylor. Call on Tyrone. Tyrone Taylor is a guy that I don't think anybody was celebrating. All I heard in the offseason was,
oh, these are a bunch of no-name guys that David Stern's bringing in, all these marginal moves, a bunch of bums. Well, these guys are making plays. They're making it happen. They're making it happen, Mets. So 877-337-6666. We will certainly talk about the Mets tonight, but let's talk about my New York Yankees, your New York Yankees. That right there, that win right there is exactly it. TWTW, the will to win. Get off the mat. Don't go quietly into a sweep against a division rival and give up that game, which would have gave them a game, right? You beat them 2-1 in the Bronx just a couple weeks ago. Don't give them that extra game. All right, boom, we're at 500 with them, 3-3 on the season. Cool. Don't give them that extra game in the sweep. And I'm just like looking at the Yankees in the eighth and the ninth, and I'm thinking they're going to fold. They would fold if this was 2023, maybe even 2022. But they're led by Juan Soto, who he's the dirtiest dog of them all. I can watch this guy's at-bats. I wish there was nine Juan Sotos. This guy's at-bats, he takes every pitch dead-ass seriously. It is mano-a-mano, me versus you. Whoever's on the mound, you got to throw the ball in the zone to get him out. And if you play around like Genesis Cabrera did, and you remember Genesis Cabrera early in the season, he's a tough guy. He's the one that shoved the guy from the Rays at third base. He's a tough guy. I don't know if Soto knows him. He wasn't tough with Soto. Soto hits a bomb, and I'm like, yo, this is the only guy with some fight. Is it Soto or nothing? Follow his lead. Get it together. And if the Yankees don't win that game today, we're taking calls tonight from Mets fans with a little bit more of a smile, but Yankee fans that are ready to call off the whole season, say these guys suck, they're not as good as we thought they were, I'm tired of Gleyber Torres, he's a bum, get him out of here, trade him, shouldn't have moved Volpe to the leadoff spot, look at what's happened to him, what has happened to Judge, Judge is hurt, you can't tell me Judge isn't hurt, he's not himself at the plate, he's striking out a ton, he literally was hitless until he stepped up and won the game with that two-run single. You love to see it, Judge. Thank you. Like the relief I felt with Judge coming through. Clutch, the captain. Verdugo, dog. Trevino hitting as of late. We needed it. Again, here in New York, we want everything so fast in a New York minute. Microwave fast. Be a championship team today. Well, none of these teams are championship teams today. The Yankees are not a dream team. And neither are the Dodgers. The Dodgers just lost a series to the Nationals. The Dodgers couldn't score a run against the Nationals today. That's who the Mets face next as they're wearing all blue to go out to Cali. Like, what I'm saying is, it's baseball, Susan. Shout out to Susan. Shout out to John as I'm wearing my other John and Susan t-shirt today. We'll definitely talk about John Sterling. But I don't know what you guys are looking for. You got to look for another sport. There is no such thing as perfection in the sport. It is mostly failure. I mean, once in a while, you get a perfect game here and there, but you barely get that. These guys are going to slump. They're going to commit errors. They're going to have days on the mound where they don't have command. They can't find it. That's what the bullpen exists for. It is a team. I love to see the team pick each other up. Oswaldo Cabrera, don't take him out of the lineup. When DJ comes back, don't take him out of the lineup. Shouldn't have taken him out of the lineup for John Birdie, who's now on the IL. But that kid plays with a spark and a flair that you literally need. We need to get something going. Double. Lead off double. Here comes Juan Soto. So as I'm looking at these Yankees, man, I'm so glad that they won that game against a division rival, right? That was as close to a must-win game in April as could be for a team that leads the league and wins with 13, right? That was just a get off the mat, show me that you are the dogs, not the dog that's pissing down their leg, not the dog that's doing a number two on the carpet. Show me that you're still the dogs with the dog in you to fight back and get a win before you come home to 40,000 screaming fans that can't wait to greet you on Friday night, the first Friday night game in the boogie down Bronx, and John Sterling celebration on Saturday. 877-337-6666. It's going to be a good time. This is a good team. The Yankees are a good team. Do they have their flaws? Of course. Every baseball team has flaws. Can they be better? Can a lot of these guys be better? Absolutely. It's a long season. We are in week three. Tomorrow is Thursday. I'm making 3 weeks since opening day. And we're not in week three, and it's not early in the NHL.
and in the NBA. We've got play-in games tonight. We've got the second to last day of games in the NHL. We will definitely talk puck. We will definitely talk NBA. But this is New York, baby. We want to talk about the Mets. We want to talk about the Yankees. And we got to share the airwaves as I see the calls coming in. 877-337-6666. Positive energy, right? The Mets came home to positive energy, and it actually worked. They have a rally pimp now. The guy is dressed in teal and purple jumpsuits and a chain and a big wig. And I don't know what it is, but it worked. Laura Albanese from Newsday, who covers both the Mets and the Yankees, will join me at 8:15. So in about an hour, we'll get to the bottom of the rally pimp stuff. And I know she's been there, so she knows what's going on in Flushing with the team. We'll talk Mets with her. And I said we're going to talk NHL. So at 9:15, Johnny Lazarus will join us, and we will talk local hockey with the outlook for the Rangers and the Islanders in the playoffs. That's a quick open, but I've got plenty more to add to that. Show started a little bit late because of the Yankee game and the post game, but you got me till midnight. This is Keith McPherson on the Fan. I'm all right. I had to call out last night. I couldn't stop coughing. And two nights ago, if you listen to my show, I was on the cough button. The cough button is no way to do a show. But I'm good. Let's rock tonight. Call me up. Again, the number, you know the number? You guys know the number. I don't have to say it. Let's go to the first break, because before you know it, my first guest will join me, and I want to talk to you. KM to AM on WFAN returns right after this. Pimping ain't easy, but it's under control in Queens. And yeah, shout out to the Mets coming home 5-1 with the homestand. Their first sweep in front of the fans. More fans showing up with positive energy reinforcement. I mean, it can't hurt. This ain't Philly, but it did not hurt. It helped. They're above 500. A couple games above 500. Oh, man. I laugh because I just know how quick we all were to bury them. I don't know how quick I was to bury them. I definitely laughed. I definitely trolled. I definitely got a little ha 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 in. But I don't mind this. Like I said, I've never watched this much Mets baseball in my life. These last 3 years on the Fan is the most that I've heard any of these Mets calls, from Howie, from Gary Keith. It's not my world, but it is now. So I'd rather watch them win. And now they have some guys that used to be Yankees over there, from Mendoza to Seve to Harrison Bader. And yeah, I'm rooting for those guys. And I'm rooting for the young guys too. Brett Beatty, who hopefully he's all right. But he goes down, they don't miss a beat. They just plug guys in. And Francisco Alvarez, my favorite Met, stole his first base of his career. Or maybe it was Austin Wells that stole his first base of his career. Maybe they both did today. I know I watched both games. I'm like, those guys don't steal bases, but they were able to pull that off today. So, all right, I won't keep talking. 877-337-6666. I think I was trying to find the number that the Mets had won. The Mets have won 10 out of their last 13. So what say you now? Really, it's the Mets fans, right? The Mets fans are the ones that were burying them. Really, the Mets fans were the ones saying, we got a stupid dance crew team. We don't even have a team.
Bro, the crazy thing too, man, if you think about it, they went 1-5 on that first homestand, and we're all sitting here going, geez, 1-5 on the first homestand of the year? Like, listen.
It was cold. It was windy. It was rainy.
Bro, you had games rained out. You had doubleheaders. You had all this weird stuff going on, and it's opening week also, so it's quirky.
Yep.
Everybody's emotions are high. It's just wild that they go on the road to Cincinnati and Atlanta, and those are the two teams that got them right this year.
Oh, we were sure that there was no way they were beating them. Cincinnati, an up-and-coming team. Ellie De La Cruz.
Atlanta.
You got to face the big, bad Braves who have owned you. Mother Nature stepped in, made that a 3-game series, and man, they score a lot of runs. That's what I'm saying. It's not dependent on the home run either. They have timely hitting. They get guys on. They pass the baton. In the beginning, there were some stupid numbers coming out of Queens. They had, I don't know, like 15 innings shut out.
Just gross, bro. But like that's what happens. And when you don't have Lindor performing at the level that we all know that he can, and JD Martinez still on the way back, I think this offense going into the summer is going to look even better, bro.
Yeah.
The only thing they got to solidify is maybe grabbing themselves another top of the end rotation piece, because that, with Senga coming back, or the potential for Senga come back, that's probably the last thing they need to truly be a playoff team.
Yeah, hopefully Senga gets right. I heard he took the team out to a nice Japanese dinner. You mentioned JD Martinez. What did I read? Martinez, He's not going to be back for this Dodgers series, obviously. Would have been nice to have the storyline of Martinez going back to face his old team. But, yeah, he's delayed. And the veteran slugger started swinging a bat again on April 15th, but he's unlikely to be an option until the Mets return home from their West Coast trip on April 26th. All right, to the phones we go. Ed is in Marlboro, New York on the Fan first. Go for it, Ed. Eddie! Yo! Ed, Ed, and Eddie. Bump. Ba-dum, bump. All right, Ed, I got to hold you right there. I know this guy knows what to do. Josh is in the Bronx on the Fan in New York.
Keith.
Yes, sir.
That was a wild game, man. Toronto, man. And the Mets winning for 70, man. You're telling me, man, 24. Let's have some more. 2024. Take it, Keith, man. You're the man. Enjoy the show, man. Thanks for taking my call. That's all.
Yes, sir. Told you Josh knew what to do. He even had some bars. 24, we want some more. Yeah, why can't this be the year that both teams get back to the postseason? Why can't this be the year that we see New York have postseason games in Queens and the Bronx, and baseball needs it, straight up. Let's try Ed again. Ready? Ed, Ed, and Eddie. Bomb. Ba-bomb-bomb-bomb-bomb-bomb. What's up, Ed? You're on the Fan.
Thank you, sir. I'm sorry about that. Thanks for taking my call. I'm getting real excited about the way the Mets are playing. I mean, they still don't have their ace back, and the pitching has been phenomenal, phenomenal. And the clutch hitting at the end of the game, unbelievable. It reminds me of the Mets of 22. And, you know, I know it's early, but I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying every minute of it. Do you think Senga's going to be back soon?
I don't know. I don't think they're going to rush him. I think they're feeling all right with what they've seen from guys. Like, Jose Buto looked great. You're hoping that he can look great again this weekend. Severino has settled in nicely. You're getting enough out of guys like Adrian Hauser, Sean Manaea. Like, no rush. No rush, especially if you do think this is a potential postseason team David Stearns has put together. You want him ready and locked in for the second half.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you. The other thing is that I see from the guy they got from the Yankees, I think that kid's got a lot of potential. I really do.
Bader?
That's today.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT!
The GOAT!
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Severino? Yeah, Severino, yep. I mean, I thought he pitched well, and he's been pitching well the last two outings. And he's got great stuff. He's in the 97, 96 mile an hour with the fastball.
Yeah, that's what Sevy is. Thanks for the call, Ed. I've said this 100 times already. I laugh when the Mets were quick to sign him and give him 13 mil. The first team got him quickly, but, I mean, they've changed some of his pitches up. He's throwing a sweeper. He's throwing, I got to go look at his pitch chart. But I was watching him today. I'm like, man, Sevy is fine. And when Sevy is healthy, this is what he is. Yankees fans were disappointed with him because he wasn't himself the last few years. He was always hurt. And when we watched him last year, we didn't stand a chance. The game was over in the first, second inning. As you guys are seeing, if he can get through the first, second inning clean, he gets out of jams. He's got good stuff. He pitched well today, and you love to see it. I'm not rooting for that guy to fail. You know, and like I said, I'm listening to him in the post game, and everybody wants to ask about last year and his confidence. And he said something about, like, you know, even last year I had confidence. But all major leaguers have, like, a bad year, a down year, and you got to bounce back from it. And that's what he's in the process of doing. Can't be too mad about that. I mean, look at the Yankees pitching, right? What did Severino, this was Severino's first game going into the sixth inning, I believe, for the Mets. And the Yankees could certainly use a pitcher that could pitch six innings, or at least consistently, right? That's all the Yankee fans are talking about right now. Oh, Rodon, Luis Gil, they're not going deep enough into games. We don't have enough length. Pause. The bullpen is going to be taxed. The bullpen is going to be worn down by May. Where is Gerrit Cole? Obviously, Gerrit Cole is the only guy that you know you can count on to go deep into games, but they're going to figure it out the same way they figured it out today. When Stroman came out of the game today, I said, good enough job. This is a winnable game. Win the game. It's a one-run game. He did enough. Eric is in Belmore. What's up, Eric?
Hey, how's it going, Keith? Thanks for taking my call.
No problem.
Yeah, just wanted to phone in about the Mets and the Yankees. So far with the Mets, I mean, you go 0-5. It's tough to kind of be optimistic about that. But after they got that first win off their back, they kind of started rolling. On Severino, I'm really happy with what I'm seeing. He went six. I think that was the first time he went six all year so far out of the three starts.
Yeah, probably going back to last year, there's probably a stat that Severino hasn't done that in like 3 years or something.
I feel like that's such a rarity these days, six innings, but that really helps the bullpen a lot, especially with the Mets recently. They have a lot of rested guys now.
Yeah, six but, with no earned runs, four strikeouts. Sevy starting to look the part again.
No, that's really, if he could keep that up, that'd be big. Mania's a little shaky. Actually, I got to see him pitch Saturday. The one game I go to, they lose out of the eight games they won. But Severino, there was a game against Cincinnati where he walked the bases loaded a run. And then ever since then, he just started challenging batters more and more. And he looked dialed up and just really locked.
I got it. You got it, too. Only a little bit after 7:30, and we're dumping the calls. But, I mean, that's because fans are speaking with passion and a little bit of pride and pumped up. It wasn't an F-bomb like F the Mets. It was like an let's effing go Mets F-bomb.
Yeah, you know, sometimes the passion just gets you, bro. It is what it is.
Good, man. This is what I want. I want the energy on both sides to be up. I want the energy on both sides to be positive. I want both sides to feel good about their teams. New York was missing from the postseason last year. It didn't feel right. New York having two teams that won under 85 games, it didn't fit, especially with all the hype coming into the season, especially with the high payroll, especially with all the high-profile players they have. So for the Mets to be turning it around, right, for Mets fans to be deleting their tweets and for fans of the Mets to be saying, oh, I had the wrong idea. Good. It's a long season. And for Yankee fans that were ready to say, oh, here we go, first losing streak. They're about to get swept. See, I told you this team is the same team as last year. No. Stop that. Completely stop that. Juan Soto was not on this team. Alex Verdugo was not on this team. And even though I know a lot of you have already made your minds up about Carlos Rodon, give him some time as well. Right? This is a guy that signed for another 4 years after this, and he's getting paid good money. He's going to have to figure it out. He's going to have to pitch. With Cole down, we literally need him. The narrative going into this season was, oh, well, the biggest factor for the Yankees is if Carlos Rodon pitches well. He hasn't been terrible. He's done enough for them to win games. I mean, Nestor Cortez, they've lost most of the Nestor Cortez's starts. Nestor Cortez actually went the deepest into the game of any Yankee starter. It is what it is. It's baseball. You guys are seeking perfection too much. They're playing against other major league millionaire ballers too. Gary's in Waterbury, Connecticut, back on the Fan. What's up, Gary?
Oh, McFair the Cavalier. You know, his teammates represent Watertown CT. Cashman sucks. Boo Philly. Gotta get that in. And, you know, I'm the guy who does not want the other team to win anything. I poke fun at Mets and Jets fans all day, every day. I love it. It's awesome.
That's fine.
I know you got to be. You're trying to be political. I know you got to. You know.
Yeah, I got a job to do here.
Both sides.
I can't poke fun at winning though. I can't poke fun at playing good baseball. I can't poke fun at putting 9 runs up. Like, I'm just being real. When the Mets fall flat on their faces, I'll probably be the main one on this station telling you where they fell flat. But nah, they don't. You know, I keep it a buck. When the Yankees suck, I tell you the Yankees suck too.
No, I know. I keep it real with my teams, too. Oh, I call in and say the Giants suck all the time. Hey, Keith, would you ever consider being a Giants fan?
Nah.
Switching from Dallas.
Nah, but I'm on record saying I wouldn't stop my son from being a Giants fan.
I smash Keith, F your beef, no relief.
I step on stage, the girls scream like I'm Keith. Boom.
All right, Mick, I think that's all I got for today, unless you got something for me.
Yeah, you know, I'm on till 12.
Yeah, I'm here, dog.
Appreciate you. Thanks, Gary. What was I about to say? Yeah, I wouldn't stop my son from being a Giants fan because we live 20 minutes from Giants Stadium. My brother was a Giants fan, tried to put the Giants jacket on me. We have one photo of me at like 3 years old wearing a Giants jacket. I wasn't going that way. Now, I chose my fate, and I'm not honestly too happy about my fate in present day with the Jerry Jones club that I root for, but it is what it is. Stay down till you come up. Someone asked me recently, oh, would you think about not being a Cowboys fan? I can't, bro. It's too late. It's way too late. I've got too many photos, videos, merchandise. It's too late. It is what it is. I'm just counting on Jerry Jones bowing out. I'm counting on Jerry Jones saying, you know what? That's it for me. I don't want to work anymore. You know, like John Sterling said, that's it. I don't want to do this job anymore. John said, I'm 86 in July. Jerry Jones is, I don't know, 82 coming up this year. I'm waiting for Jerry Jones to step aside. And I lean gangrene. I've said that a ton of times, right? I've always rooted for the Jets. They haven't been good. But I've gone to more Jets games than Giants games. The only Giants game I go to is if Dallas is playing. But I've seen the Jets play against a bunch of different teams. I've seen them play against the whole AFC East. And I can't wait to see them this year. I know you Jets fans are seeing Aaron Rodgers throwing the ball to Garrett Wilson, Breece Hall. Let's go to John in Seaford before we go to break. What's up, John? You're on the Fan.
Hey, what's up, Keith? How you doing?
Good. Watching this Miami Heat 76ers matchup.
Nice. I love the show. We had this together, but we right back when your sister was the first caller on the show on your first night.
Mm-hmm.
So, talk about the Jets. So I listened to the Jake Asman show on YouTube. Not sure if you follow him.
I'm aware of Jake.
That's content. It's pretty cool. If
he's on the other station, though.
And so they have these guys. They're called Bauer Boys. They love Brock Bowers. They want the Jets to draft a tight end. And I want to hear your thoughts on who you think we should draft, and then I'll have my thought after I listen to yours.
Thanks for the call, John, and I appreciate that. John reminds me when he called. Man, my first show seemed so long ago, and I was trash. I actually went back, and I was looking for, like, a clip of Tell Me Something Cool. I was looking for the first time I had John Sterling on as a guest, and just even hearing my voice, how I talked on the radio, I was like, you were shooketh. You were not confident. You did not know what you were doing. It's like when you're, like, 16, and you start driving a car, and it's like, you think you know until you get into a certain situation where you're like, I shouldn't be behind the wheel. Jesus, take the wheel. But anyway, I saw today, I think it was Damian Woody put out there that Brock Bowers is a luxury pick if the Jets were to do that. He put that on his Twitter, and I agree, right? I feel like you have Tyler Conklin, you have Jeremy Ruckert. I've said this a bunch of times. And we all repeat ourselves here on the radio as well. I hear all the hosts say things that they've said before. But you know what? It's someone's first time listening every time. So Damian Woody, 8 hours ago, said, Brock Bowers is a luxury pick if the Jets make that selection. And I'm not sure the Jets are in a position to do that. Neither am I. Now, I know it would be a sexy pick to give Aaron Rodgers another weapon. I know it would be a pick that a lot of people are like, I don't know, I saw a stupid post. The NFL put a post out like, oh, Brock Bowers doing a standing backflip at 6'3", 240. He's athletic. He can jump. He can do an athletic thing. All these guys can do stuff like that.
Let me ask you something, though, bro. When is he going to need to do that?
When he scores a touchdown.
Yeah, exactly.
And you wouldn't want him doing that. We've seen guys do flips and hurt themselves celebrating. So
I want my tight end blocking, by the way, too. Which is something that...
That's more important. When you go double tight, yeah, that's more important. And we're about to turn this whole show into an NFL draft show, which is coming up, man. A week from tomorrow? No way.
It's wild, right? It feels like it's just sneaking up.
It is. It's like there's no juice yet, but there will be. It's in Detroit. I don't know. There was more hype.
Bro, there's going to be four quarterbacks in the top 10.
Nah. The Giants cannot trade up to four. If you actually are able to trade up to four and take J.J. McCarthy and not Marvin Harrison Jr., yo, nah. All right, so before we go to break, the Jets should draft the best offensive tackle or wide receiver. Now follow me here. They obviously have their offensive line set. And drafting the best available tackle there at 10 would be a backup plan, but a good one. I told you I'm a Jerry Jones Club supporter. I watched Tyron Smith's whole career. There were multiple weeks where he was non-contact, did not practice because he was banged up, beat up. He's got a lot of miles. I know he's only 33, but like he's one step, one push away from being hurt. And you can't afford that. Right? The guy that's blocking for Aaron Rodgers' blindside after last year, you can't afford to have to shuffle your line in training camp or week one or not have a guy, right? So you draft the next young beast to learn from him. You draft the next young left tackle in the making to be in the film room with him, in the weight room with him, and to be ready. As soon as he goes down, you're up, young boy. Or if this thing does get weird where the Giants do take J.J. McCarthy and somehow Marvin Harrison drops, or you could trade up to go grab Marvin Harrison, or Malik Nabers or Romo Dunze are there, go get one of those young guys. Those three guys are going to be problems in the NFL right away. We just came off a season where you saw guys like Zay Flowers as a rookie making plays. Jackson Smith and what am I talking about? Puka Nacua. Puka Nacua was a fifth round. Like, there are so many talented wide receivers in this draft, and those three guys at the top are NFL ready today. 877-337-6666. Let's take a call because I know this guy, and we're about less than a half an hour away from Laura Albanese joining me to talk Mets. Specifically, she wrote an article that's in Newsday about this rally pimp character that I feel like all Mets fans should know about. It's something, right? As the Yankees have their dogs and we're running with the dogs thing. Now you guys have this mascot that's not Mr. Met. You have this thing in your ballpark that's not the apple in center field. You have a rally pimp. So we'll talk to her in a minute. But Ross in Bergen County's back on the fan. He's on like every day.
What's going on, Keith? How's it going, man?
Good, man. I'm glad I feel better. I'm glad I don't have to cough every 15 seconds.
Yeah, I hear you, man. You were training out with like the Coachella or something. Did you go out there for it? I thought it was in California.
Nah, so I was posting old Coachella stuff. Man, I wish I could go to Coachella every single year. But I made a joke when I finally like came out of it. All I did was drink NyQuil and meds last night. When I woke up this morning, I was like, I got the Coachella cough, and I didn't even go. The Coachella cough is there's a Coachella cough when before COVID, you used to see people at Coachella wear bandanas around their face, and people thought it was for style. No, in the desert, it gets so dusty out there, and there's this long walk to exit the festival, and the dirt and the dust kicks up, and it gets under you where you'll be coughing when you leave for days.
Is that the one people I was seeing videos last year? People were like slipping. There was like a hill or something. It was like one of those music festivals. I don't know. I saw a video. People, it was like something with the surface of the land.
No, there's no hill at Coachella, but there is something like that at Lollapalooza. Not Lollapalooza. There's something like that at Bonnaroo. I've been to all of them. I've been to Coachella, Lollapalooza, Bonnaroo. I've been to every music festival.
I don't go to these. I'm not big on the music festivals. But
when you grow up, one day when you grow up, I grew out of it now. You got to grow into it now.
Hey, you know, why go to Coachella or any of those? You could go to City, talk about the Queen's crew.
Hey, with those disco lights and the dance crew.
Yeah, we're doing the Macarena all of a sudden now. We're not down 5-0 in the fifth inning. Harrison Bader, we feel like four games in a row, he's got the go-ahead RBI. And listen, man, they saw the Kansas area. This is the thing I'll say, and listen, it's good to see Shades of postseason Bader a couple years ago over, you know, the quick stint he had in Cincinnati. He's been a big-time pickup, even Tyrone Taylor. Hell, even Luis Severino is looking really good, man. You know, things are shaking up. I'm not going to eat crow just yet. You know, there's still, what, like 6-7 months left of baseball to go, but I got a little bit of confidence in Mendy all of a sudden. Mendoza sounds more confident at the press conference. He's not just, you know, bringing up garbage. Things are looking better. I mean, the bar was as bad as could be when I called you a couple weeks ago. You know, it was the 0-5 they got to. At one point, it was them, Miami, and the White Sox are the only three teams with a goose egg in the win column. And now you see things starting to turn around. I think, you know, you and Zoo brought it up at Atlanta. The fact that they went down there and dominated, it's not like, you know, they picked up wins against Washington and, you know, Miami. You know, they're beating, like, actual legitimately good teams that they could keep up with. And, hey, you know, you got the Dodgers and Giants. You got that West Coast trip a couple years ago buried you. You know, I think it was 2021. They went, like, 2-15 or something. So you got another witness test with that coming up. Even the Dodgers I brought up to you the other night, they're looking real shaky.
I just said.
You're talking about, you know, watching them every night, you know, with the late-night shows and, you know, keeping an eye out on them. They're, like, what, 12-9, 11-10?
Yeah, they have two more games than everyone. They have only 12 wins. They are not a dream team. They are figuring it out, and they are losing. The Washington Nationals just went and beat them.
They've lost, I think, three of their last four series, as I saw. Hell, even the Braves, Acuna just hit his first homer today. I mean, you know,
slow start for an MVP.
Yes, dude. I think Albies is hurt. Obviously, Strider out for the year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're kind of short. The whole pitching thing. Obviously, we're talking about Senga, who, you know, knock on wood, at least he hasn't been determined to be out for the year just yet. You're seeing guys like Bieber and Strider. The second they go down, it's a done deal. They're not coming back. At least Senga, for the time being, we you know, they're saying he's coming back, you know, late May, early June. So we got him coming up soon. So listen, man, things are on the up right now. I just tweeted at you before. I'm not saying I'm back in just yet because, you know, Frank the Tank says always please, always teasing, never pleasing. But, you know what, man? So, that, you know, the fact that they were able to reignite the season as fast, it could go up in flames just as fast.
You're a fan, never out, Ross. You're having more fun watching these games than you were the first 6-7 games.
Well, you know what I'm having the most fun watching? I was talking to Zoo about it. You know, we just brought the President's Trophy to Manhattan. That better not be the only trophy we bring this spring. And I'm not even talking about the Prince of Wales or whatever the hell the Eastern Conference Championship is. We got to bring Lord Stanley back to the city.
Yeah.
One goal. I did call you the other night. Yeah. Yeah, man. Listen, they got Ovi and Washington coming up. I think last time we played them in the playoffs was 2015. Derek Stepan, the OT winner. We don't have him on the team anymore. Actually, we sent him to Arizona. I don't know if you're going to keep eyes on the funeral that's going out in Phoenix tonight. They got Arizona's final game in Phoenix. They're going to go to Salt Lake City next year. You guys see the sob fest on Twitter with them, man. It's unbelievable. But, you know, either way, keeping it here. Listen, man, Washington, you know, they're no walk in the park. None of the teams that just got crumbled in this wild card race, Philly, Detroit, none of them.
The Rangers aren't going to take anyone lightly after last year, the year before, no.
Right, but you cannot bring it to 7. I'm not saying you got to sweep them because, listen, Ovi still got gas left in the tank, but – We look back at 2022, the fact that both series has won seven, they went up 2-0 in the third round. They just completely ran out of it. So, listen, man, I'm not saying, like, you just brought up nothing to walk in the park come playoff time, but you got to capitalize on these not so much easier series, but and not everything could go seven, and that's what buries them, you know, the deeper they go in the playoffs. But anyway, man, it should be interesting. Hopefully the Mets keep it up, and, hey, man, hopefully we got a deep Rangers, at least for my sake, hopefully we got a deep Rangers playoff run to talk about. But anyway, man, thanks for the time.
You got it, Ross. Reminder again at 9:15, Johnny Lazarus will join us to talk NHL, Rangers, Isles, Stanley Cup playoffs. Coming up in about 20 minutes, Laura Albanese, who writes for Newsday, will chime in on the Mets and the rally pimp. We've got to take a break. I'm in here watching the Miami Heat with a 4-point lead over the Sixers. We did a lot of talk about Philly. Let's see how it goes. It's very early in this game and very early in my show. 1 hour down, 877-337-6666. And two more sixes if you'd like to join. KM to AM. We'll be right back.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.